This is the Sarcastic Voyage Podcast. Episode 30, featuring Ron, Algar, Watt, Matt Robotham, and possibly you.
Yes.
Hello. Hi. It's us.
Hey.
Again.
It is us.
Yeah. This is a very special show. It may end up being two shows. We'll see.
It's so special.
It is. It's the specialest thing we've ever done in the 3 months that you've known us.
Yes.
What we've decided to do, this is going to be either the last show of the year or the second to last show of the year, which will be split into two parts. But this will be... This endeavor will be the last thing we do for 2009.
Mm.
What happened was, well, as you know, as we've mentioned many times, we have so many questions from Flonk, and I am so ridiculously OCD that doing them one at a time, while it punishes Flonk, it also punishes me because they're sitting in the inbox driving me nuts.
I mean, we can't just delete them or anything.
Oh, no, I wouldn't
I'll
do that.
Have fucking panic attack.
No.
Where did the Flonk questions go? He'll ask me.
No, it wouldn't bother me. If they disappeared one day,
Shit. More. We could have solved this a lot. We could have solved this really quickly.
No, I have a slight feeling that we should be vaguely fair to him somehow. And
for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why. That may go away in 2010, we'll see. But for now,
our 2 years resolution is to ignore you, Flonk.
But for right now, we did commit to answering these. We did say we would, and we will. But I thought it might be a fun idea to sort of go back and talk to some of the people we've talked to previously. Maybe some people also that are willing to make appearances on the show, but maybe not for the full hour or whatever.
Sort of like a clip job episode, except, you know, good.
Yeah, it's not clips of previous shows, but
no,
it is short segments.
Who are on previous
plus people sure. who may not
and
want to
yes.
be on a full episode. Like I got a whole side list of people who would love to be on for just 5 or 10 minutes.
Sure.
And also because we're so booked and because we've planned this stuff so far in advance, I might not be able to fit in everyone who wants to be on. So this is their chance to jump in and at least be on.
Yeah.
So there's that. So that said, let us begin. All right, our first guest is Mr. Adrian Boknivsky. You may remember him from episode something or other.
You're supposed to remember this.
Yeah, and I often do, but...
I'll give you a hint. The speakers go up to this.
Ooh, 10.
11? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I was doing a little thing there.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Not bad at all.
As we explained to you just briefly, we are trying to clear out all these goddamn Flonk questions, and we need your help. So if you would
I'll
not mind giving us a couple of minutes, we will answer one of these questions. Okay, this question says, Dear Al and Matt, already off to a bad start. We have guests, Flonk.
Why don't you care about our guests, Flonk?
Do we know if the Ed Grimley Saturday morning cartoon had a live-action intro? If you're not familiar with this abomination, it starred Ed Grimley and his entire horrible, bacow-licked family. Fuck Martin Short. Hatefully yours, Flonk.
You redeemed yourself slightly.
Adrian, do you remember the show? I do not.
I do. And that's the sad part. Because I know you guys hate Martin Short, and I know Matt hates SCTV.
I do.
Even though I love it.
What
but...
was Ed Grimley... SCTV or was he?
I think
SNL?
That he was originally.
Or was
he was SCTV initially.
Yeah, he brought Ed Grimley with him, like some kind of.
Thank
answer.
God.
I remember the character from that mid 80s period after the great cast left SNL before the decent cast showed up on SNL in that like nebulous few years there.
You mean the Victoria Jackson years?
No, Victoria Jackson was there when Phil Hartman was there and Kevin Nealon and all that. So
yeah, she's. I think she's funny, but whatever.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, I actually remember this show. I never watched it, but I remember it. And he did do live action bumpers. How much kids love Ed Grimley and Martin Short.
Oh yeah, and I'm guessing you know this isn't a dig at you guys being young, but if you guys remember this, it probably did happen like in the mid 90s. I would guess
it probably yeah,
and therefore also a timely comedy reference.
I want to say it happened. a year or two before Camp. It was like the SCTV TV alumni are like, let's do cartoons based on ourselves.
Animation. That's what we'll do.
Because maybe they signed one of those group deals, you know, where they like, okay, you can. What's up?
Because you guys discussed Camp Candy before. Uh-huh. There was also a Rick Moranis cartoon where he taught.
Oh, fuck yeah. Gravedale High.
Yes, where he taught a high school with monsters. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. You would think they'd throw him in a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids show.
No, I don't. I think this might have been pre-Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
It was.
Fair enough. Yeah. And, of course, Eugene Levy was on G.I. Joe for 3 episodes.
I think you're thinking of Sergeant Slaughter. I know I confuse those two all the time.
So, yes, there were live-action bumpers on the America's Favorite Children's Show, Ed Grimm.
Is he Canadian? Did we ever even discuss that?
He's Canadian, yeah.
Really? And that's not like...
They can't all be good.
No, I've given much credit, and I will continue to give much credit to Canada for producing many of the great comedians of the last 20, 30 years, but you guys fucked up there. What's up?
Can I say that if this is your first question, you guys are off to a really bad start, and good luck.
Yeah, this is the first of many. I have something like 30...
We're gonna die doing this, man.
Probably, but that's why we're bringing friends along with us. So,
is this episode that's gonna be named "Fuck"?
Right now, the working title is "Year End Cluster Flonk," but that may change.
We'll see. All right,
this is going up at the end of the year, right? We should call it like "Merry Flonksmas." Actually, I hate that. Let's never call it that.
Well, now I'm definitely gonna.
Adrian, my plan worked perfectly.
We gotta move on to other people, other questions. Anything else? Anything?
Nope.
At all?
Nope. Happy. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Great. All right. Thanks for being on, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Our next guest is actually many guests. We tried this once to have everyone introduce themselves, and it turned into a big mess. So instead, I will pass it to Dewey Bass, who was a guest a few weeks ago, and he can tell us who we're speaking to now.
Hello, you are speaking to a loose collective of friends who call themselves the Collective, because that used to be our Warcraft guild name.
Oh, God, Warcraft nerds.
Yes, okay, nerds.
Who are we speaking with?
You are enjoying the company of former podcast guest Jose Baez. Absolutely. Say something.
Do I have to say something? Hi.
There you go. Yes, now is the time to speak, hi. Yes.
And also other former guest Annie Ladner.
Hello.
Oh, she's still there. Look at that.
Yeah. Should I say something now, too?
And Daniel Bass, who happens to be my brother.
I can't prove anything.
Or not, I guess. Miley Reyes.
That's me.
Hi there.
And last but certainly not least, Robert Anderson.
Hi.
Hello. Are you sure? Okay, as we explained briefly in our little pre-show thing, we have a lot of questions from this guy, and we're trying to get through them all, and we need your help. So,
please, for the love of God.
But before we do that, we're apparently told that Jabson has a fascinating story that's going to captivate our audience. So let's all listen to that, won't we?
Oh, man.
Gather around. It's well, time.
Okay, well, I recently moved, and it's to a house that I've lived in previously. I'm in the basement, and the family that was living here before me, they were super religious, and they said there was a demon in the basement haunting their whole family, and they exorcised it, and they couldn't get it out, so they ended up leaving the house.
That's actually why they left, huh?
Jeff, well, do you live in Amityville?
I don't know. I haven't seen any demon activity while I've been, except I was drinking water and my bottle cap fell out of my hand.
Oh, God.
It just wasn't natural the way it happened.
Well, let me ask you this. Is your PKE meter, how is that reacting?
I don't have one of those. I wish I did. I think
what you want to do is check under your staircase.
Can't be a Ghostbuster. Yeah.
We'll make one real fast.
A puddle of demonic tar.
Yeah, it can't be that bad. It can't be that hard to make a PKE.
Just make one. I mean, yeah.
Get an iPhone, don't you? There's an app for that.
Very nice.
So you can probably get a PKE and a ghost trap.
Don't look into the trap, Jabson. All right, so Demon House. Very nice. Unfortunately, this question has nothing at all to do with demons because it's from Monk. In fact, this is only addressed to Matt, so I guess I have to ignore
Shit, okay, well, everyone get out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's good talking to you.
But you know what? You can all answer this too, because I think I
have been called American Matt before. So.
Really?
Oh, good.
By Al, you did it on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
I say a lot of things.
He says that to everybody.
He does.
I was just trying to get you on the phone.
No, really, you're the real Matt.
That's the character of Matt on you. The question is, what comics are you reading? What do you recommend? What should I avoid? Flonk.
Oh, so all right.
I'm going to just go ahead and call you out by the list of that I have in front of me here. And if you don't read comics, I don't know, fake it or something. Robert, how about you?
I just recently got back into comics, so I've been really enjoying Spider-Woman.
Oh, yes. Yep. Very nice.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to that for many years, and I finally gave up waiting. But
Yeah.
It came out just like Planetary.
Very nice.
Yeah.
As soon as it passes into myth, it is released.
And then it haunts Jabson's basement.
That's right.
Spider-Woman is in your basement. That's so awesome.
That is. That's fantastic.
That would be awesome.
I've been waiting.
Best demon ever.
So that's, if you had to pick one, that would be it, or is that really all you've gotten into since you got back into?
That would be the one, yeah.
Gotcha.
I really enjoy that one.
All right, Matt, you happen to be next, so.
We just did this like a couple of weeks ago. I still gotta go.
Yeah, I know. Is it still Green Lantern?
Check out Guardians of the Galaxy and Nova. Detective Comics is kicking ass right now.
Hey, pick one. God damn it.
Gee, Matt, pick one comic out of the 50 you buy every week to recommend.
Yes, buy.
Yes.
Okay.
Moving on.
Is it Miley? Miley?
Miley.
Okay,
that's
yes.
Me.
Sorry. I'm sure you get that all the time, and I hate to be that guy. But
That's okay. That's
totally
every guy.
That guy.
It's perfectly fine. The only comic I read like every day are the ones they print in the newspaper.
That's fine.
So,
are there any of those that
what about mine, man?
That? Well,
so,
I read
for better or worse.
We've talked about that on the show a bit, about the newspaper comics and about how they might have kind of maybe seen better days. Is there anything there that grabs your attention that you still think is?
I still read pretty much everything except for like Snuffy Smith, because that always gets on my nerves. I don't do the Family Circle thing either, but they're still, you know, pretty entertaining to me.
Fair enough. All right, Jabson, this is bound to be hilarious.
Well, I was going to say Guardians of the Galaxy because it's pretty amazing, fun book. I don't know.
Demon in a Basement Monthly.
I'd buy that.
Yeah.
Anything written by Jason Aaron.
Oh, yeah,
good.
Yeah. He's
look
ass right
for his
now.
Name and then buy that. Was it Stuff to Avoid also?
Sure.
Yes, actually, he did ask, what should I avoid?
The latest Amazing Spider-Man Clone Saga thing, because that's not good.
Oh, Lord. All right.
That.
Dewey? Come on, you've got time to think now. Come on.
I have. I think I'm going to say Mice Templar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantasy book by Mike Oeming and Brian Glass. I don't read a whole lot of fantasy stuff. I kind of feel like after you've read Lord of the Rings, that's it. You don't need anything else. But I was really impressed by how authentic their mythology seems. Like right off the bat, I felt like it might actually pass off as like a myth that everybody forgot. But all the main characters are mice. So
very nice.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. I recommend it.
Cool.
It is their second miniseries right now. And it's really good. There's a hardcover out.
Different artist, though, right? Victor Santos or something?
Yeah, there's a new artist because Oeming does like 4,000 things now. But
right,
he's
right.
A worthy successor. So,
very nice. All right, Daniel?
Really, I'm not really too much of a comics guy. So the comics I end up reading are whatever Dewey gives me.
good, good.
And that includes...
So whatever Dewey gives you.
It's true.
it's your recommendation.
And
then
Dewey again.
My recommendation, based on the books that Dewey has given me, my recommendation is all the Marvel comic books that have come out before Civil War and up to current time.
Well, I mean, if you and Miley both aren't huge comic people, I mean, if you want to recommend like a proper book or I don't know, anything really. I mean, I hate to leave you guys out just because we're having, you know, comic nerd time here, because I'm not reading comics right now either, and I would not have a good recommendation. So if either of you feel like you have something in a different medium that you'd rather throw out there instead, by all means. I mean,
any good macrame? Okay.
Let me give you I'll give you a book that people might actually read, and then I'll give you a book that nobody will probably read.
All right.
The first of which will be Neal Stephenson's Anathem, which is mm-hmm. absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. The second of which would be what is it? Oh crap! What's it called?
I don't know, Dan.
Oh, Thousand Plateaus: Capitalism and Schizophrenia. It is a it is a book of philosophy by Deleuze and Guattari.
I think you have given us more intellectual cred in that 10 seconds than we've had for the entire year 2009. So thank you for that.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
Miley, let's jump back to you. Do you have anything like? Because again, I hate to leave you out of the discussion just because you might not be a comic book nerd. Do you have anything else that jumps out at you that you think people should know about?
I'm actually reading two books. I read one at my lunch break at work, and then I read one at home. The one I'm reading at home is House of Leaves, which is kind of hard to get through, but it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I can't read it all the time because when I do read it, it gives me very strange dreams because it's a very strange book. And then the books that I'm reading at work, one of my coworkers gave me, it's the I can't think of the guy's name who writes them, but it's a series. It's the Mossflower series, the Redwall series. Do any of you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
I've heard of Redwall before.
Another mouse one, isn't it?
I used to read all those books.
Well, it's got mice back in the day. It's like Beatrix Potter meets Lord of the Rings. It's really cute, and I've read a bunch of those books. I really like them.
Oh, nice. Kind of a running theme here with epic mice for some reason.
Mice.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Annie, how about you? I know you're into the comics, so you don't get to do a record. You gotta say a comic.
I guess I would have to recommend, and that's probably what everybody would recommend, is the two books I'm really, really enjoying right now are Iron Man and Secret Warriors. They're very good. I did just start reading Torso, which I actually got from Robert.
Yes, and I enjoy that book myself.
Yes.
I'm really, really into it. It kind of an occasional spelling mistake that really irks me.
Yeah, well, that would bend us.
That would be Mr. Burnham.
Yeah, having read his Twitter feed for a while, I've kind of.
Well, then you're well acquainted with Matt's jokes, apparently. Noted joke thief Brian Michael Bendis.
Oh, another one I definitely recommend. It's going to be an ongoing series next year. Mm-hmm. But they recently had the limited series is Pet Avengers.
I was waiting for that.
So good. So
any word on whether Bo the presidential dog will be a reoccurring character in that?
Well, at the end of the series it was kind of hinted that he would be on call.
Very nice.
Oh, that's exciting.
Whose phone is ringing? God damn
that's
it.
Mine.
Of all people.
I know.
Who's on the phone that's so important that
I don't know.
It's Obama's dog.
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. Service. Could you
confirming that he's going to be in the comic? Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, anything else you want to mention? Anything else you wanted to plug or say or do? Or I mean, we have a unique experience here. I feel like I'm wasting it just going down a list and asking you guys for stuff. I mean,
I'm going to second him, man.
It's really fucking good right now.
I was talking in general, like more anything not comic related, anything. I often hear that you guys spend a fair amount of time together on the, what is it, the Warcraft that all the kids are liking now? The what do they call it? The
guys fighting orcs?
Warcraft.
Yes.
We are fighting orcs, as a matter of fact.
We're the orcs fighting guys.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
We are orcs that fight.
Orcs fighting regiment.
So I didn't sort of misspeak and slight the orcs, did I? Because by all means...
No.
Okay.
Well, that's our team. We don't care.
Just
humans
like
are the bad
orcs.
Guys.
Gotcha.
All right, I don't know. Guys. Would Amanda agree with that?
What?
Would Amanda agree with that? Is she on our team?
I don't know, actually.
What are you guys?
we play Horde.
We're Horde.
Well, oh, no, she's Alliance.
Oh, so she's the enemy. So good thing she's not on deck right now.
Yeah, it was rough.
Amanda, right now, is bedridden, and this is not a joke, with the actual swine flu.
If anyone was going to catch it, I swear.
Yeah. So we're all sad now because I might get it. So
I'm not sad about that.
Wow.
That was a joke, by the way.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, totally a joke. All right, guys. Well, we gotta fly. We got a lot more of these stupid questions, but I appreciate your time, and thanks.
No problem.
You're welcome.
No problem.
All right, you're welcome. Care.
See ya.
All right, our next guest is has formerly been on the show. She's back again. Angel, welcome.
Thank you.
As we've mentioned, as we continue to mention, we are mired in flonk questions. We need your help. We got to get through this mess.
Mired in them.
Mired in flonk.
Mm.
Wet. So if you wouldn't mind assisting us in making him go away once and for all.
Never once and for all.
I picture him like one of those, you know, like a demon or a genie or something. You know, if you answer all his questions, he'll banish him.
Answer me these questions five times. Question the first. Coke or Pepsi?
All right. He asks, oh, look at this. Once again, he's left off the guest, as he always does. Hello, Al and Matt and Angel. God damn it. Mm-hmm. Why is it when you're wearing a Batman shirt, people feel the need to shout Batman at you? Love, Flonk. You know, he's got a good point. This happens to me all the time. When I'm dressed really? In my gay Justice League Batman shirt.
Your gay Justice League uniform?
Yeah. Always people are pointing at the bat symbol. Yeah, it's the classic, the black shirt with the yellow oval.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Batman! Shut up.
Listen. Go about your business.
Yeah,
you seen the Riddler around?
So we'll go to Angel first. What do you think? Do you know why people would do something so stupid? Do you have any clue? First of all, you're not one of these people, right? You don't.
No.
Okay.
Dear God, no.
Okay. Good.
No. I think it's that they're. I think because we're geeks are actually kind of cool now. They're like, hey, I know that symbol, and obviously you do too because you're wearing the shirt, but I'm going to yell it anyway.
So they're trying to identify with you, but because they're just so ridiculously stupid. Yes, inept. Excellent word.
And then, of course, there's just the legion of douchebags out there who's just like, a thing! I know things!
Well, actually, aren't the sworn enemies of the Gay Justice League the Legion of Douchebags?
The Legion of Douchebags, yes. Very good.
So that's your answer.
I actually have never known it. Like, I have a Batman shirt. It's not the classic yellow oval. It's the gray one with just the bat logo because I'm a pretentious asshole when it comes to Batman.
Oh, I have that one as well because you can't have too many Batman shirts.
No, well, no. I spent years looking for that one. I'm just like, you guys have Batman shirts? Sure. Now, do you have the one with the gray one?
Do you have the real Batman shirt?
I'm looking for the one from Batman Year One, not from the revamp. But I've never had that happen when I'm wearing that. What I do have happen is when I'm wearing one of my Ghostbusters shirts.
Right.
Then I will have people just swarming to get near me, point and go, Ghostbusters! Or worse, hey, who are you going to call? Go fuck yourself.
You don't say go fuck yourself. You either say something polite or you mutter something passive-aggressive.
It's mostly the muttering.
I just can't picture you actually telling someone to their face, go fuck yourself. I wish I could.
Good way to get my ass kicked.
Yeah, see, exactly. Exactly. Angel, anything to add?
Well, now I know I can't get him just a regular Batman shirt for Christmas.
Well, yes.
This is the last show of the year, or the last group of shows anyway. We are sort of wrapping things up here. So, I mean, if there's anything, and we've offered this to all the previous people we've had on, if there's anything we've gotten wrong, if there's anything you'd like to say to us, if there's anything you'd like to tell the audience, this is your forum. We're going to give you a soapbox. You've been on once. We've talked about you since then. So, I mean, if we've slandered you in some way or gotten some fact wrong or, you know, now's your chance.
No,
j'accuse.
No slander at all. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I guess I can thank your podcast for me dating Matt now.
Yeah, I got to thank the podcast for that too.
So really what you guys are doing is thanking me.
No.
No.
I didn't say that.
No. The podcast, the Nebulous podcast.
The podcast, yes.
The entity that is the podcast, so that no credit goes to you at all.
Of course. But now the secret's out. The big secret is now out. That you guys have so poorly hidden on Twitter, apparently.
No,
more than one. Oh, no.
Yeah.
More than one person has come to me and said, so Angela Matter Dayton, right? I said, and I kind
of deduction, Holmes.
You know, it's not my place to say, is what I try to. Hey, whoa, not my.
Place to say that they are because they are.
No, but, I wouldn't.
Totally my fault.
Oh, now it's my fault.
Yes, it is. Honestly, I wouldn't have said anything if you hadn't said, oh, by the way, she thinks you're cute in the middle of my podcast.
I just happened to remember that you mentioned that. I had no ulterior motives there.
Oh, yeah.
But no, that's
I don't believe that for a moment.
That's good. And, of course,
you have me to thank for your impending relationship.
That is entirely true. And as much as I would like to be a jerk and say that's not true, you brought her to that message board, and if you hadn't have done that, we wouldn't have met.
During the wedding, I planned to stand up right in the middle of the ceremony and go, "This is my fault."
Well, you know, we've alluded to this before. Angel, if you can make it out here, now he can bring a guest because we only planned on inviting like 5 people each, but they're allowed to bring dates. Yeah, you're his smlown buffer, but also, can you keep him in line? Can you keep those outbursts to a minimum? I mean, somebody's got to keep him under control, and I'm going to be busy getting married. Usually that's my job.
Well, I think he's entitled to at least one outburst.
Okay, but you could, put your head together with him early on and figure out when the best opportunity to have that outburst is. Like, use it to its advantage.
I object.
Yeah, no.
That makes me the most uncomfortable we'll work on.
Hey, be careful what you wish for there. Now that you guys' secret is out,
the poor secret that you ruined.
You ruined it.
You want me to be vague, and you're just blatant about it. I've had
I was not at blatant.
Least 2 people go, yeah, you were fine. It was all Al.
All I said was you have a boyfriend. I didn't say who it was. I was very careful about that, in fact.
In fact, I believe your exact words were, she has a boyfriend and it's not Matt, so don't ask.
Well, I did do that, but that apparently didn't work. Anyway, you two deserve each other, so...
I don't know how to take that.
No.
Excellent. No, really, you guys do deserve each other, and I hope you burn in hell.
I have a question. Dear Al, go fuck yourself. Side match.
That's not even a question.
Go fuck yourself?
Dear Flonk. That's okay. I was looking on I was looking on Facebook earlier, and there's this exchange between Angel and Flonk about would you name your child after Flonk?
What?
And I'm just... I'm like, well, you know, thinking far off in the future, if you guys are still together and maybe, you know, something happens or whatever.
Goes away.
They're that. But I'm not pushing anything on you guys. I'm just thinking, well, when you think children, you think who they're with now, you think who they might, you know. And I'm just thinking the end result is Matt with a little kid named Flonk. I could not be happier.
Sorry about little kid named Flonk.
And a dog named Snuckles.
And a dog named Snuffles.
Snuckles.
My kids will all be named Batman.
Just like the George Foreman thing, they're all going to have the same name.
That's right.
Girls, doesn't matter.
Year one.
Yeah, Frank Miller Batman, detective.
All-star Batman and Robin.
Batman Beyond.
Nice. All right, Angel, well, thank you for helping with the question and for helping us with that burdensome, secret. And I'm not editing that out at all. I don't care how much either of you begs. Really, though, thanks. We'll definitely have you on again soon. And hopefully see you out here for the supervillain wedding.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Great. Fantastic. Awesome. All right. Yeah. We gotta get to some other questions, so we're going to have to let you go, but thanks.
Yep.
All right. Take care.
All right.
All right. With us now is the voice of the show, Mr. Dave Fields. Dave.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
Now we can hear you. We're no longer in the early stages of this podcast. We've figured out where the volume knob is, and it's good to finally have you back, even briefly.
I guess now people can actually hear my voice.
Yeah. Whereas,
because they never have before.
Never have before. Absolutely. All right. I'm sure I've explained the premise, but I'll run it by you again. We have all these questions from Flonk. We got to get through them.
Who?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I believe me. I wish we could wake up one day and everyone would be like, "Who's Flonk? Where is Flonk? I don't see him.
He's taken in the night."
Yeah. Unfortunately, no. We have a mailbox full of questions that are driving my OCD insane, and we got to get through these things. So, if you wouldn't mind assisting us, we would appreciate it. And actually, this is an easy one. This is a softball, so we can spend the rest of our time just talking quietly amongst ourselves.
Is it a donut question?
It is not, as a matter of fact.
Thank God.
Thank Christ. Dear Matt and Al, I'm going to insert and guest because he's a jerk. How many lights?
Guest is a jerk?
Yes. The guest is a jerk.
Oh, damn it.
How many lights are there? Gull Flonk.
Mm.
You see what he's doing there. He's giving us the setup.
There are four lights.
No, you see five.
No, right. No, it's four. One burned out.
Oh, all right then. Well, hey, thanks for being with us, Dave.
I've only got one. No one else is seeing one light?
Nope.
Stay away from the light, Matt. Do not go into the light.
Mommy, the TV people. well, this is, as you may know, Dave, the year-end show. We are kind of wrapping things up. So, I mean, if there's anything we've done in the last few months, anything you think we should address, anything you want the audience to know, by all means, this is your
forum. Any
grievances
to air?
Anything to say to us or them or whatever, bearing in mind that your job is on the line, and when we next year, I could always get somebody new, and it's a nice clean break. So,
how long is this podcast going to be?
I may end up actually splitting it in two. We'll see how that goes.
So, are you gonna call this like the end of season one, and the next year we'll open up a season two?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I'm not gonna change the numbering because that's one of those lame comic book things that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just.
But no, in my mind, this is sort of the practice run. We're doing like 30 of these, and then we'll start the year fresh, and I'll try some different ideas.
And now the conclusion.
Yeah. Now the continuation. Damn it!
Son of a bitch.
But no, I mean, if there's anything, you know, like I said, I am kind of, it does feel like we're kind of closing out old business and kind of wrapping things up. So, I mean, if there's anything.
If you'd like to wish people a Merry Christmas.
Well, no, not so much that.
Happy Festivus.
As we record this, it's not even American Thanksgiving yet. I don't even have the poll up yet. It's still early, but we will bear that in mind. But I figure of all people, there must be something that's on your mind that you just we got wrong, or that people need to know, or something.
Jesus, again, where do I start?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I've been focused so much on show business lately that I don't.
Yeah, it's really hard to see the flaws when you're this close. I mean, as far as I know, there are none. So we're doing great, guys. Good job. Good pep talk. Hey.
I'm just trying to figure out all these extra parts are for. I'm sure they're not important.
No, not at all. No, but I suppose this is the little, like, this is the sort of show brain trust. We are.
Yeah.
This is definitely us. And
that's Jesus, true. Is that the word you're going to go with?
God, I hope not.
Well, there is no script. I didn't rehearse this. So in want of a better word, yes. But seriously, Dave, I am.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready to start recording.
I am pleased that you have become more a part of the show. I figured you'd do a couple bumpers and wander off as you tend to do. So,
no, this has been a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, and as we speak, hopefully by the time people hear this, we'll be close to having a website. You're working on that for us too, and I do appreciate that.
Yeah, it's getting there.
And we'll see what happens. So, really, if there's anything else or any kind of whatever.
No, honestly, no. It's been a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, it's, you know, when I was up there and recorded that first podcast, I mean, I had never spoken to Matt before.
All those years ago.
Yes. you know, way, like, way back.
Well, 30 episodes ago.
Back in the 30s.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is one thing that I've noticed, and Matt, I'm about to give you a compliment here, so don't...
Oh, shit. Do you want me to leave?
We are recording this, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably take
it. I'm going to be able to listen to this whenever I want, you know?
I've heard this from a few people. I heard it most recently. We recorded Blandy Buchanan's episode last night, and he's like, I've never talked to Matt. That was really easy. And, you know, that's kind of why I picked him, because he, you know, he's got a...
Because he's easy.
Yeah. Like Sunday morning.
That's why our professional relationship has worked so well.
Well, that and you do what I
professional,
tell you.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Professional, personal.
Look it up in the book.
Not gay at all.
Well, no, I don't know where that started. Have you started that rumor? Is that where that came from?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's not us. I mean, somebody's telling people. I don't know what your voiceovers say. I just kind of throw them in the timeline, and you know, I just assume.
You're listening to Sarcastic Voyage, the gayest podcast that ever podcasted. Gay.
I'm sure a certain stick figure drawing had nothing to do with
that. Well, I've been looking for a place to put that. Maybe that'll be our cover art. All right, Dave.
You know what? If this is the Flonk episode, he really should be on the cover art somehow.
If we do that, then he's got to go. Like, that'll be his last hurrah, and then he's
the
fired.
The death of Flonk.
Yeah. No, that'll be season two's finale. We'll kill him off. Well,
the death of Flonk, and then in season two, he comes back as like an alternate version of himself.
Oh, with a mullet.
Wait, I said an alternate version of himself.
Well, the Mirror Universe Flonk would send us good questions, so that would be fine.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Nick is the Mirror Universe version of Flonk, because he's been sending us some pretty good questions.
Yeah, I could believe that. Plus, he's English, which Flonk is not.
Well, then that's obviously the opposite of it, because
yeah, exactly.
He's not that thing.
The opposite of Flonk is English.
That logic makes total sense.
It's science. You can't argue with it.
Well, that is true. I cannot argue with science. All right, Dave, we do have a lot of these to get to. Appreciate your help. And you're not fired.
Pleasure being here. So, all right.
Take care. All right. Our next guest is Mr. Scott Zioko. Scott, welcome back.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm. As long as you don't talk about that one thing, you're always welcome.
Mum's the word.
Gotcha. So as you know, we are working our way through the hideous pile of Flonk questions,
right.
And we need your help. So if you don't mind,
please.
Here we go. And he addresses it once again to Alan Matt. He leaves off the guest every time because he's a jerk.
Because he's a dickwad.
Yeah. And we've even had this question before from someone much cuter than Flonk.
Mm.
He asks, Coke or Pepsi? Jolt doesn't count. Flonk.
God damn it, Flonk. Do you listen to this show? This show that you write letters to every fucking day?
I like how you stopped yourself at love. Well, Scott, since you're the guest, you go first. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi without hesitation. Coke tastes like processed motor oil to me.
Really?
Yes, I can't stand Coke. It's funny because, like, Coke pretty much sponsors, like, every single college campus in the area. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I was going to Mizzou here, there was only, like, one Pepsi machine, like, it wasn't even on campus. It was, like on the very outskirts.
So you had to go, like, on campus. A special quest and, like...
Someone had, like, spray
exactly.
painted on Pepsi, go home.
It's like I had to, like, you know, I had to ask the troll under the bridge where the secret, you know, Pepsi machine was, and I had to...
And then he'd send you on a side quest, and you'd have to, like, go find his keys. And,
to get to the Pepsi machine, you must answer me these questions three.
Scott's like, I hope it's Final Fantasy related, or I'm screwed.
Actually, it's what? It's your quest.
God damn it, he's a
it's
Python
your name.
I was a little disappointed we couldn't get to the Python stuff in your last appearance. So,
that's as much my fault as anybody.
we're doing this at the end of the year. We're posting this near Christmas. So I'm, even though we record this in mid-November, I'm trying to embrace that spirit of you know,
spirit
whatever the crap you're supposed to have at the end of the year, that joy for humanity bullshit. So
if you want to sing anything, we're fine with that.
Hey, whoa. Nobody said that. Let's not go crazy here. Okay, so you're definitely a Pepsi man. Don't even like the flavored Cokes, like the Cherry Coke or the Vanilla Coke. None of that for you?
I can tolerate Coke, like Cherry Coke. Cherry Coke Zero is not bad. That's about that's about the only Coke I can really handle. But other than that, I'm like straight Pepsi.
Fair enough.
How do you feel about Crystal Pepsi?
I remember Crystal Coke. I don't remember Crystal
Pepsi. Think you may be remembering the same wrong thing. I don't believe there was a Crystal Coke.
Maybe I'm thinking of New Coke.
Yeah.
They might have done like Coke Clear.
I could have called it Cloaked Coke. It's invisible. It's cloaked.
It's delicious. It tastes like Romulan.
Cloca-Cola.
It's a Diet Coke. It's so good, it's not even there.
God damn it, this can is empty.
All right, Matt, how about you? Coke or Pepsi? We got to answer.
I like Coke.
You prefer Coke?
I do.
How do you feel about
it? I'll drink Pepsi if it's there, but I prefer, like, Coke is good.
Horse Pepsi?
Nay.
I got to say, for some reason, growing up, I loved Coke, and then about 5 years ago, I completely switched around, and now I prefer Pepsi. And I got to say, he mentions Jolt doesn't count. I am a big fan of the Jolt Cola, as I've mentioned. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but it's definitely been my thing for many years. We found out recently that those guys are going out of business, and I don't even care because they switched from sugar to corn syrup, and I just don't even like it anymore.
Is that what you're telling yourself? I don't even care.
No, I haven't. That's... I haven't. Like, Jolt is freely available to me here in Seattle. I know a bunch of places to get it, and I don't get it because it's not made with sugar anymore, and it tastes disgusting.
Did you have a shrine back in the day?
I do. I still. It's in my closet. I don't have a place for it, and I'll definitely
pray to it.
Yeah. No, I started collecting all the different flavors, and then I got some sort of oddities, like a shirt and like the candy. And this will be my thing. I'll collect stuff with the Jolt logo on it.
I can actually respect that more than the guys who, like, after they, you know, every time they drink a can of beer or whatever, they stick it on a shelf so can see how much they drink. I at least I can respect that.
No, I only kept each, like, distinct can or bottle. I didn't keep a number of, you know, the same. It's just there were so many different flavors and designs over the years. I had a jacket. I had a hat,
Or, you know, if you're like me and you save Slurpee cups in your room, but that's just because you're a complete fucking slob.
Well, the only Slurpee cup I ever saved was the Darth Vader head one that came out for Revenge of the Sith, which I love drinking a Slurpee out of Darth Vader's head.
Luke, drink Slurpee out of me.
So I'll say these days Pepsi, but only if it's like Pepsi throwback, like the sugar stuff. I prefer. Sure. And if I'm drinking Coke, I prefer Mexican Coke.
Mexican Coke, yeah.
Yeah. I like sugar. I don't like drinking corn. I'm crazy like that. So, Scott, this is, as I mentioned, the last show of the year. We are sort of wrapping things up for 2009 and looking ahead to the next year. Is there anything you wanted to say apart from that one thing? Anything that you want to say to us or to the audience or anything at all?
Man, you guys really narrowed it down there. appreciate everyone following me on Twitter. I mean, thanks to your show, I have at least, you know, maybe two more fans to add to that 3.456 I had. So, really appreciate it, and appreciate you guys having me on the show. And, Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you too, man.
And good talking to you, and time to move on now. All right, our next question, I keep wanting to say our next question comes from, you know who they come from.
Our next question comes from the same goddamn person that it always comes from.
Unfortunately, we have no guest for this particular one, and here's why. He hasn't asked a question, and it says, "Dear Alan Matt, this is not a question. Please play the clip. Please play the clip." That's tough. Bill O'Reilly freaking out on the set of Inside Edition. You know, no. It's funny. I'll put a link in the show notes, but no.
We don't work for you, Flunk.
Not only that, I mean, that is the primary reason. You're absolutely right there. But not only that, I think it's funnier when, kind of like they say on the Verboten show, it's funnier when the guy has dignity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't respect Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly has no dignity.
Yeah, he's always yelling at people. Mm-hmm. He just happens to be yelling at studio people instead of, you know, the guest.
Yeah.
But Orson Welles is this, you know, towering behemoth of
I cinema. Wasn't yelling at anyone.
And Casey Kasem is this, hey, I'll play the hits for you, you know, and Larry King's supposed to be this respected journalist guy. And, you know, I mean, there's a reason I've chosen the clips that I have because
get up with the book.
It's funnier when the guy has dignity and Bill O'Reilly has none. But again, you want to.
Do we have something to play instead?
Oh, that is a good question. And I may violate my own rule, my dignity rule, because The one that immediately comes to mind is Shatner, and he has no dignity whatsoever.
No, of course not.
But
but he thinks he does.
Well, yeah, I think he might slip in under that rule anyway. Let me see. I actually have a folder in my computer here. I was not prepared for this, but I do have. Yes, we have a few Shatner clips I will play. The first one is him. Well, the first two are from voiceovers. The first one where he's telling a guy not to correct him, and the second one where he explains that he pronounces a word differently than the way he's being told. So I'll play those here now.
Please don't tell me how to do it. It's sick of me. I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
All right, so that was Shatner being sickened and saying sabotage.
Sabotage.
Now, everyone's heard those. Those are common. Like, I feel like that's like the Orson Welles stuff, where everyone's heard them, and it's great to play them, but it's really nothing new.
Yeah, but now you've heard them.
I do have this other one that a few people have heard. Listeners of the Don and Mike Show, which I do steal from time to time, have heard this. Other people have heard this, but I think it's lesser known. I don't think you had heard it.
Which one is this?
This is Shatner's encounter with Coco the Gorilla.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes.
Which a lot of people don't like. They know the sabotage, and they know it sickens me, but they don't know this one, and we'll share that with you now.
Shatner and his family have taken a safari deep into the jungles of Botswana. His love of animals put him into a tank with a killer whale and gave him a close encounter with Coco, the mountain gorilla that learned sign language from her keepers.
A mountain gorilla? This is gigantic. And I got scared. So the only thing I could think of was to say to Coco, I love you, Coco. Because I knew that if I said I love you, then I'd start to feel I love you. It's a simple actor's trick. I love you, Coco. I advanced on her. I love you, Coco. Coco, I love you. And I knew that my body was softening. I love you, Coco. And I got right in front of her. I said, Coco, and I looked into her deep brown eyes. I said, I love you, Coco. She put her hand out and grabbed me by the balls.
So, yeah, that's... Yes, I actually put a fake laugh in like I'm listening to it right now. Because I'm a professional.
Oh,
that was some great stuff there. Really, though, I mean, it doesn't get any better than a gorilla grabbing Shatner's balls.
You know what? It really doesn't.
No. And
that's just excellent.
As we wrap this year up and as we reflect and as we look at all the things we've done and said.
As this year comes to a close.
Really, Shatner's balls being grabbed by a gorilla.
I think we can all say, I love you, Coco. I love you.
It's a simple actor's trick, Matt. All right, so I think we can successfully call that question a success. So
sure.
One down and many more to go.
11 billion more to go.
All right, our next guest is Mr. Corwin Gibson. Corwin, thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me, Algar.
That's a tough one to say in your racist Chinese accent there. Well,
I wasn't even really going for that. I was just talking funny.
Oh, well, I guess I outed myself.
I guess you're the racist, Al.
Well, we've established that long ago. Actually, it's something I shared on Twitter this morning. I work with resumes, and today I was dealing with employee referrals. And at the bottom, this one said, God, what was the wording? It was like, this guy's good at math and programming, like all Chinese. And that was the referral, like talking him up to, you know, Microsoft. And of course that devolved into a whole the Chinaman's not the issue thing.
But,
not the issue. Yeah.
Chinaman is not the issue.
That was fantastic. Well, Corwin, the reason we have you, I'd love to bring you back for a full segment, and we'll definitely be doing that again. But we got to work through this goddamn steaming pile of flonk. So.
Why hasn't anybody shot that man yet?
Well,
he's wily.
I mean, he lives in like New York. I thought people got shot there every day.
He lives in Jersey, and he works at one of them.
Jersey? That's even worse. Yeah.
One of them wacky theme restaurants, like, you know.
Jersey's the asshole of the East Coast.
No, I think Delaware is the asshole of the East Coast. But
No, Delaware is like that patch of skin you don't really look at, usually on your back. There. That's Delaware.
Kind of dry and itchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maine would be the taint. That'd be Maine. Maine would be
Welcome to Maine. Enjoy the taint. And Stephen King. All right. Our question says, oh, this is terrible. Also, he keeps leaving out the guests, so you should be offended by this.
This is a jerk.
Yeah. It says, Dear Alan Matt, I'm going to insert and Corwin because I'm not a dick. Can I get a high five? Blonk. P.S. Don't leave me hanging, bro.
Oh, come on, Brosif. Come on. Dude, Brosif.
Oh, God. Hey, my Broheim.
Yo, Brohane.
I'm leaving him hanging.
Yeah, I'm afraid hanging is what I would
We're all Brosif Stalin all up in this shit.
Oh, God.
Brosif Stieglitz taking some pictures.
Come on, you're on a riff. You're on a roll. Go ahead. Keep it up. Keep up the
pace. I ran out of Josephs. I don't know that many Angela? Josephs, actually. I stay away from people with biblical names, usually.
Well,
well, there was Tiny Joseph in Venture Brothers.
Tiny Joseph.
That was his only power, was that he was a diminutive version of, you know.
They don't have tiny men working for them.
In their employ. Tiny men in their employ.
That's it.
That's one of those
He's great, a dick!
It's one of those great monarch words. In their employ. Anytime you can roll those L's.
I just love the delivery. Tiny men. Tiny men. We dare not go a hunting.
We could just pierce your eardrums for the next several minutes doing our monarch impressions.
Minions!
Very nice. Why did you buckle up? Why?
I don't know.
Yes, that's so perfect.
Oh, fuck.
So, Corwin, this is the last show of the year. We are giving the guests the opportunity. If there's anything you want to mention, anything you want to say to us or to the audience, here is your forum. I know it's kind of dumped on you at the last second here, but...
Well, you know, I just want to remind people to keep checking out Galaxy of the Damned. That's galaxyofthedamned.blogspot.com. It's my webcomic if you haven't already seen it or heard about it from Alan Matt. Lots of new stuff coming out. Actually, yeah. Oh, man, I might even be close to 100 pages by the time this airs.
Yeah, this is going to air sometime, I think, in mid-December. So you should be, if you're doing the close. Daily thing, you should be pretty close, yeah.
I might be, if anything, at least I'll have hit 75.
Right.
Of course, that's if I keep actually working on it when I'm supposed to be.
Well, you know, life tends to get in the way. We certainly
You know, so just I wish that, you know, I hope everybody has a good new year. Right. We had some stuff going on this year. Let's do some more Sarcastic Voyage. And you know what? I've been on the internet for a while. I've been on here doing all sorts of stuff, pissing people off. And if there's anybody out there that I've pissed off in all my time on the internet, fuck you. There you go.
Very
it's
nice.
Been great, guys. I love you.
Corwin, awesome. Thanks for
Merry
being on.
Christmas,
thanks for having
soon.
Me.
Take care. All right. Our next guest is Pat Loika, who was on the show a few weeks ago and has sent in audio questions since then. Pat, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
As you know, we have all these questions we have to answer. We need your help. So we'll just jump to it. And as always, Matt does not address the guest. In fact, he doesn't even address me here. This is just addressed to Matt, but screw him. We're going to answer it anyway.
God damn it, Flunk.
He says, Dear Matt, what's the deal with the toonie? Do people actually call it that or even use it? In God we trust, Flunk. Pat, if you're not familiar, he's talking about the $2 coin that Canadians use.
Oh, you mean it's worthless then?
Yeah, exactly. It's completely worthless.
Yep. It looks like a Chuck E. Cheese token is what it is. It's got like a coin and then it's got a smaller coin inside that coin.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Flonk, the toonie was first created back in the year of 1994 because Canadians were sick of folding paper money for their toonie.
Are we going to start reading from Wikipedia? Because, I mean...
This is not from Wikipedia. This is from my remembrance of my youth when this thing came out, and I glanced at a newspaper article on it. There were a lot of names being kicked around back then. The two-er.
Two-er?
See, because it's worth $2.
Right. I got you.
The two-er.
Well, isn't the toonie because the $1 coin is called the loonie?
Yes, which is why it's a stupid name.
Loonie and toonie.
Another one going around was the bear buck. I swear to God, I'm not making that up.
Well, it has a bear on it.
It does have a bear.
And actually, if you turn it sideways, I think it looks like a dinosaur, but nobody else sees that but me.
This thing would be worth more if they actually just referred to it as the bear buck.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean you'll be terrified of the bear.
Because really, think about what we got on our nickels or on our dimes or on our quarters. I mean, the scariest thing we got is like an eagle. That a bear will fuck up an eagle. I mean, bears win.
And you don't mess with Canadian ducks. They will cut you.
Well, don't those belong to the queen?
Yes, they're the queen's ducks.
Ah, the ducks. Okay, gotcha.
Now, there are no Canadian geese on Queens because people are – you think bears are scary.
I do.
I don't know. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, Canadian geese are scarier than bears and the queen's ducks.
Wow, that's fairly scary.
Wow.
Pat, I apologize that this question has very little to do with you. This being the last show of the year, we are giving the guests the opportunity. If there's anything you want to say to us or to the audience or anything, here is your forum. You know, any issues you have with us, anything we've gotten wrong, anything, whatever, by all means.
Now I just want to apologize to Adrian Beknibski because when I sent you guys the voicemail about the Chinese buffet,
sure,
it was before I finished that whole spiel that he was going through.
Oh, so you thought he was actually serious?
I thought he was serious.
I just
and
pictured
then I listened
you
to the rest of the segment. I'm like, oh, I was so furious. I had to call in.
I just pictured you just blinded by rage, listening. It's like, what? Chicken, son of a
pizza.
See, I wasn't sure if maybe, you know, like, I don't know, maybe you just didn't, like, occasionally we do that deadpan thing and people don't realize we're making a joke, and I thought maybe it just might have slipped by you. Like, that happens. It happens to me.
I've met Adrian in person, and I thought he was really serious. He really sold me on his seriousness there. I was like, wow, I can't believe this.
Well, I really don't think you need to apologize. I think Adrian's just a jerk, and
no, I just wanted to clear the air. You know, it's like there's no beef here. There's no rap battle coming up or anything. We're good.
Could there be? Please,
that would make great radio. A rap
that would be
battle.
Awesome.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think I can rhyme. I don't think Adrian can rhyme either.
I don't.
It's gonna
care.
Be the awkward rhyming.
anything else? Any plugs? Any mentions? Anything at all? Like I say, last show of the year. People will be hearing this around Christmas, New Year's-ish, so...
Okay, fine. I'll plug. I have a new blog. I've kind of redone the whole thing. It's just go to loikamania.blogspot.com.
And we'll link that in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're doing the daily sketches again.
Nice.
Oh, awesome.
And there's enough material that we're going to be good for quite a long time, so it's going to be daily. And coming this March is Blacklisted. It's a graphic novel. It's coming out just in time for the Emerald City Comic Con. It's by me and Adam Witt, the writer.
Ah, very nice. We may be having him on here in this very show.
Mm-hmm. Ah, cool. So hopefully he does his job and plugs it too, because I can't do it for myself.
Well, as I understand it, he has quite a lot to plug, so hopefully he'll get around to that one.
He doesn't even
oh, good.
Just
reads off the list. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I do. yeah. All right, Pat. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Again, I wish we could add a better question for you, but that is the luck of the draw when you play Answer
Flunk. With Flunk.
When you play Flunk Roulette.
So, right. But again, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And also, if you guys would like to enroll for the Shake Hands with Danger class, just email me.
And finally we should get a doctorate in it, huh?
Yes, and now I can hand it out to other people too.
Email
him
at threefingerjoe@shakehandswithdanger.org.
That's correct.
All right, Pat, thanks for your time. And
are you sick of being a greenhorn? Would you like to move up to the rank of old timer? Call Pat like that.
We've got the best O ring guy on the staff.
1-800 shake hands with.
We have the Zapruder film of the Chuck Hamlin incident.
You can see here on frame 234 that.
You'll see this other hand with three fingers pushing him off.
All right, Pat, thanks for your time.
Oh,
and,
you're this. Welcome.
All right, our next guest is Mr. Mark Bosco from way at the beginning of the show. Bob?
Hey, hey.
Thanks for coming back. You stole Matt's catchphrase, by the way.
My catchphrase, damn it.
Oh, I'm not allowed to do that? It's like Canadian jokes? It's not allowed?
Oh, yeah, no, exactly.
It's not that it's not allowed. I just wanted you to know that.
I have so few when I... The idea of someone taking one from me is just...
Oh, we have many, and they're pointed out to us regularly. I know four or five things, verbal crutches, that I'm not allowed to say anymore that are just killing me.
That's true.
I'm never not doing it.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Yeah, that's one that I just noticed recently. Whenever somebody suggests that there's some kind of a new show that should exist, Matt would be like, Matt always says, oh, yeah, I'd watch the shit out of that.
That begs the question, how much shit is in it?
Fair amount.
Six shit.
Are you
enjoying a nice beverage over there? That seems to be the precedent for your appearances.
I am, in fact. You pulled me away from watching Mad Men, so I'm having an old-fashioned.
Very nice. Well, and of course, shit, when you watch us...
No, it's got rye in it.
Do you want some?
Of course you do. Of course I do.
Nobody will get that joke at all, but that's okay. but it is cool that you have like a different drink for shows. It's cool if you're really into the liquor and you got a nice, well-stocked cabinet to have, mm-hmm. you know, your signature beverage for enjoying different entertainment. What else is there?
For different entertainments?
Yeah, like if you're drinking the old fashioned for Mad Men, what else? Like mm-hmm. what else? What other mixed drinks go with?
Anything out of a decanter?
Or a tumbler.
A tumbler. Yes. If I'm watching an episode of Tiki Bar TV, then there's definitely probably a Mai Tai or something involved.
Out of a coconut.
Exactly.
Put on a Hawaiian shirt.
I hollowed my own coconuts by hand.
Oh, very nice. A la Gilligan's Island.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
A la
exactly.
peanut butter sandwiches. All right. So as we mentioned to you, we have these Flonk questions.
Mm.
That we got to get through, and we need your help. So,
I love Flonk questions.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess someone has to.
Well,
you know, at least the one per episode that he's allowed.
Well, this is the only time because of my OCD, because the show box is full of them, and I can't stand having email in the inbox that we're not using. I want to clear through. You know, it'll be a new year, a fresh new set of. Horrible thing.
Non-Flonk questions.
No, I'm sure there'll be Flonk questions.
They'll still be Flonk questions.
Maybe when we get to number 30 or whatever, and we just say, fine, no, that's it, you're done.
But this year, we'll just remember to save them to the end of the year. Do this again in December with like a billion fucking questions.
The season premiere starts in October.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I am ready.
All right. And he's left out. He does this. This is a pattern here. He leaves people out. He usually leaves out the guest. This time it's just addressed to me.
Oh.
But you're all certainly
Flonk, you son of a bitch.
So you have me on, but I can't answer?
Well, no. You're by all means, you can answer.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he only addressed it to me, but he's a jerk. We're not going to listen to that.
I see.
And actually, I know specifically, I've read this question ahead of time, and I know it applies to all three of us. So, Dear Al, I don't recall if you've mentioned this on the show, but you've made no secret of the fact that you're a fan of girls in glasses. Yes, I am.
Mm.
I share this infatuation, as does my inferior brother. His words. Mm. His brother was on episode 26, and I found him to be a much better guest.
You should probably just put superior brother in there.
Yes, I'll cross that out on my screen here and mm-hmm. replace that. Thank you.
Mm. With your light pen.
What is it about that look that is so appealing? Flonk, whose vision is better than 20/20.
That's the whole question?
Yeah.
Wow. They're usually much longer, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Or much shorter.
Yeah, it's usually, we gotten a lot of, hey, Coke or Pepsi. Like, that's not a question. That's So this was actually, like, this is right in the, I hate to say it, but this was probably the best we're going to expect from him.
I think it's really the kind of the stereotype there that, you know, people with glasses are often viewed as being not just myopic, but also smarter than most of the general population. I think that's an initial clue to attractiveness. Just like, you know, a woman's hips, you know, give a guess to her childbirthing capability. A woman's glasses gives a view into her possible mental capacity.
And her ability to shoot lasers out of her eyes.
Or that too.
Are there any women who do that? I thought that was just that one tiny guy in the X-Men.
No, but, you know, if they're out there somewhere, it's how you'll find them.
Well, I suppose everyone has a type.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you, we haven't discussed the laser eye fetish yet. Maybe we'll save that for next year. But
no, but if it's a green girl with glasses.
Yeah. We're a growing community.
I don't believe you've heard the show yet where we discuss your green fetish, but it is.
I have not.
From your perspective, it is coming. So
yeah,
excellent. I'm very much looking forward to what you call it. You know, when people talk about what horrible things you believe in behind your back. What's that called?
Podcasting.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. You could not have given me a better setup, my friend. All right. That'd well. like I say, we're doing short segments here. We definitely need to have you back. You got the unfortunate situation, you and Dave and a few other people, where we were just starting out. We didn't know what we're doing yet. You definitely deserve a proper appearance now that we kind of know what we're doing and we kind of have a format down. But
I'm definitely willing to come back any time to defend my title.
Title?
Mm-hmm.
Which title?
The one with the capital letters.
I'm not sure I know that
one. I don't know where I was going with that. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's fine. You're drunk. It's cool. We'll write it off to the drunkenness.
Fair enough.
As this is the last show of the year.
Our podcast that way.
Last show of the year, sort of, I see it as sort of a season finale, sort of wrapping up this batch and moving on to the next one. You'll be with us in our little holiday Star Trek-a-thon, but...
Yes, please.
Yes, absolutely. You'll be there. But for this past 30 episodes, is there anything you want to say to us, to the audience, anything
to the world,
anything we've gotten wrong or anything you want them to know that maybe you were misrepresented in some way? I mean, now is your forum. Now's your chance.
Gosh, no. I mean,
time to shine.
If I was misrepresented at all, I'm sure it's my own damn fault, but,
fair enough. Well, I mean, we talk about you behind your back.
Of course.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of that. And I think pretty much everything you've said about me is true.
All right. Well, I mean, I've known you longer than anyone else I've had on, except I think Mark Darren, and only by a few months. You and I discovered recently that we've known each other longer than we've not known each other.
Yes, indeed.
It's just unreal.
That was something I realized. Yes.
Yeah, that, well, sorry. Yeah. See, there you go. Misattribute, you know. Correct me, by all means.
Noted aphorism thief, Algar. Well,
it was my birthday when you pointed that out. I only assumed that it was a gift. So it's mine to use.
That's right, because you returned my Amazon gift because you didn't want it.
I feel like such a jerk. All right, really, though, we got a bunch of these going. We gotta get going. Thank you.
Indeed.
You will be back in
Thank you.
Die Another Day. So... Thank you. Thank you and good day, sir. All right, our next guest is Sabrina Rasmussen. Welcome back.
Hello.
As we explained, we have these questions. We have this guy. He's annoying. Help us, please.
We got questions. You got answer.
Right. He asks, oh, God. Dear Matt and Al's sarcastic morning show, Graham, you've made that joke about seven or eight times. And he asks a question that is now 2 months old. And to his credit, he sent it 2 months ago, and we've been sitting on it because
we're jerks like that.
Yeah, he asks.
Nope, you hate him.
Well, yes, there's that too.
He asks, "How will you be celebrating Rocktober this year?" Flonk from Dunallen. So we can reword that. How did we celebrate Rocktober? If you need a minute, that's fine.
Spent it doing the least amount of rocking available. What with the Xbox and the Rock Band being out of commission.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
Sad state of affairs.
See, I'm Orthodox. We don't observe Rocktober. Actually, we see it as a bit of an abomination.
You're an abomination.
I prefer to observe Poketober, which is a celebration of the lovely form of polka.
Why do I do this with you again?
Oh God.
They allow us to listen to Weird Al polka medleys though, so that's
that's fair.
You know, those are fine. Sabrina, do you have any Rocktober memories?
Rocktober for me, like, every day.
Every day is Rocktober.
I'm so incredibly metal. Have you not noticed that?
Sabrina keeps Rocktober in her heart all year round.
Well, I did notice. I thought it was a deformity, but I guess you're just throwing up the horns all the time. I wanted to be polite. I didn't want to say anything, but I thought maybe your hand was kind of frozen that way, but I guess you're just rocking.
Yeah.
Rock bless us, everyone.
No, my Weetar gets used constantly. Yes, Weetar.
The Weetar.
It's my Weetar. I love it.
I want a Weetar keytar.
My problem is you guys are all up there, and it's not hard to gather together. Most of the people I know are either you guys or they're scattered across the U.S., and it's just not easy for me to do the Rock Band thing, and doing it by yourself is just kind of sad. So
it is a lot of fun.
I would love to get Beatles Rock Band. I would play the hell out of that, but...
You would watch the shit out of it?
Yes.
The Lego Rock Band is also...
Fuck, that looks awesome.
What kind of songs are in that? I haven't actually checked that out.
What is there? There's Queen. There's Bowie.
Oh, I just assumed it would be kids stuff because it's the Lego.
And Lego Freddie Mercury kicks ass.
Yeah.
He just got a little mustache.
Yes, he does.
He does, actually. He has his yellow jacket on.
Nice.
He's got the little mustache, and he's even got little painted on curly Q chest hairs.
That's fantastic. I am amazed, like, by all the Lego games, how expressive and how like the people those guys look. They don't even have noses, but somehow they look exactly like what they're supposed to look like. It's amazing.
Yeah. Great. Lego Batman, awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Lego Lego Unmentionable Space Opera.
Space Adventure.
Yeah, that game.
Kung Fu Fighting, Summer of 69.
Ghostbusters is in it, so of course I have to buy
it. Crocodile Rock.
Score.
Ghostbusters is in it, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they had to pay Huey Lewis for that?
Yep.
You know the story behind that, right?
No. Didn't he write that song?
Well, he wrote I Want a New Drug, which has the same bass line as Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters theme.
Oh, that's right.
And he ended up suing him and winning, and so now whenever you pay for Ghostbusters, you're paying.
Holy shit, it does, too.
Yeah.
Matt, who is it we were talking to that said they would buy Lego Rock Band because they saw it had the Spin Doctors in it?
Oh, damn.
Is that Mark? No.
Yes. No, I think it was.
Was it Mark?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yes. Well, we got a bunch of questions to get to here. We got to run, unfortunately. We'll definitely have you back for a proper segment here again soon.
Okay.
This is the final show of the year, so if there's anything you want to say to us about the show or anything you want to say to the audience or whatever, now is your chance.
This
will be going out around Christmas, New Year's time, so...
Oh, geez. Yeah, I got nothing.
All of you, have a magical holiday.
And rock bless us, everyone. You can pull that one out again, I suppose.
Yes.
All right, Sabrina, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All righty, guys.
All right, take care. All right, our next guest is Mr. Adam Witt. Adam, welcome to the show. Adam has not properly been on the show just yet. There will be some people like him who you are hearing for the first time.
For the first time.
He travels in our circles. He is one of us, and welcome.
Hello. I don't know how many more times I'm going to say hello. I'm sorry.
the first time you say hello, then it's hi, then it's yes.
God damn it. I missed my chance to do the hi, hello, yes. I hate myself.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Sorry, no do-overs.
No, we're fine. Well, let's just jump.
There's no crying in podcasts.
That's right.
Well, I usually sob quietly to myself after we finish.
Little crying.
Matt's like, I gotta go get us.
You're at least courteous, you know. You wait until the podcast is over so we don't have to hear your girlish whimpering.
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book. So we got these questions, and we need your help. So if you would not mind, here's a question from Flonk. And it says,
I'm putting on my thinking cap. I've never heard one by this guy.
Yeah, he's new. It's a whole show of new guys.
Do we even Flonk. Know this guy?
No. He's
new listener.
I can't even pretend.
That's good. That means you guys are bringing in new folk. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're really making it now. He says
a lot of it, he's a first time
famous
listener,
podcasters. Podcasters.
Yeah, why not? He leaves out the guest, as always, because he does that because he's a dick. And he says, Dear Matt and Al, I suppose, and I'm going to insert and Adam because, you know, come on, he's right here. Do you own any do you own any cool comic art, Flonk? We'll go ahead and let you answer this one first. It's a pretty straight question, but...
I didn't expect to not have to, like, turn on the funny here, so I own one page from the comic book Wasteland, which is from Oni Press, and it's a fucking terrific book. Matt, I don't know if you read it, but I think you'd really be into it. It's a cool
post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, Wasteland's fantastic. The art's great. I also have I've got one sketchbook that I finished off between 2005 and 2007, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got one that's been running from the middle of 2007, I think, the Emerald City Con until now that I've got...
Now, do you do like the theme sketchbooks? I love it when people get a theme and like
my theme is loose. I have my first book was, you know, it was all over the place, but the book that I have now, it's all themed. It's all villains, and usually what I do with the artists is I just say draw your favorite villain, and I've gotten some great ones out of it.
That's nice. Awesome.
Corwin drew Chairface Chippendale in it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Fantastic. The first time I'd ever seen that concept was the first big con that I ever went to was Jabson had a sketchbook, and he was getting guys to draw Batman villains. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and Jabson is screaming now and saying, no, that's all wrong. But I seem to recall they couldn't duplicate what any other artist had done. So, of course, you had someone draw the Joker and Two-Face and all that. But but after he got to, like, the 10th guy, they're really struggling to draw. Well, here's Mr. Scarface, I guess.
You like Killer Moth?
Yeah. And I kind of enjoyed paging
Killer
through.
Moth fan.
As you get further in, it's like, who the hell is this guy?
Look at the whale Rick, woman.
Rick Luthor fought Batman once, didn't he?
Yeah, there you go. I can draw. Anybody can draw Baldwin.
He fought a lawsuit against Wayne Tech at one time, right?
Yeah.
Well, if the animated series counts, then those two totally hooked up. So I don't mean hooked up.
I mean, I think I missed that one.
Matt, do you own it?
After Lex Luthor got done stealing 40 cakes, he had sex with Batman. Just how it goes.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but you know, Batman has a plan for having sex with Lex Luthor. I mean,
oh yeah.
Say what you will about how terrible that is. You know.
He figured it out in 30 minutes, and it only lasted 30 minutes.
So, Matt, do you own any comic book art?
A good way to die.
Good enough. Good soldier.
This isn't a mud pit. It's an operating table.
Man, we need to get Mike Hasselhoff on here. He's a surgeon.
He would just come out and go, noir, 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 yes. Noir.
I'm a surgeon. So, Matt, do you own any art? Do you own any cool?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I own a couple. I've got a Steve's Gross one from when I was a kid. I think it was an issue of X-Men from the original Age of Apocalypse miniseries. I've got a James Jean Goldilocks from Fables.
Oh, nice.
And nice. Steve Rolston doing one of the characters from the Escapist miniseries, Case.
I unfortunately, most of my original art went to the former Mrs. Algar in our split.
Ouch.
It wasn't like that at all. It was, we got them at cons together, and it was usually something we both wanted, and it was just... It wasn't like, oh, she got half or anything like that. It was just, no, you know, she... Okay, technically she paid for it, and, you know... Okay, technically she showed the guy her boobs, and that's why he drew it, but yeah, come on. No, she's a lovely lady, and she never did.
I have a bunch of books that are signed jointly to myself and my girlfriend, and it's like, this is going to be really awkward if we ever split, because we read it through there like, oh, that's a great thing to remember right now while I'm trying to read Transmetropolitan. It's going to make this book a lot more pissed off than it originally was.
That'll get
that
your
was
anger
even physically
going. The one piece that I do have that I'm actually quite proud of is, I hope he's an up-and-coming artist. He's Nate Bellegarde, who draws books often with Benito Sereno. Yeah, he does the Hectoplasm books, and I think he's done some other stuff. He almost did a cover for me, and I that ended up not happening, unfortunately. They used to do the backup feature. He and Benito did a backup feature in Invincible. If you bought it in singles, there'd be this 2 or 3 page great little throwaway joke thing. And they did this great parody of Walking Dead called Walking Dad, which is exactly what you think. It's like a 50s-looking square-jawed dad with a pipe walking around, and everyone's terrified. And I have that page.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah. And, you know, one day, of course, that'll put my kids through college, because that's why you buy things, not because you like to look at them, but because they'll be worth something.
Exactly.
Right. No, I just, absolutely. I enjoy looking at it. It's funny. So Adam, we're kind of flying through these. I apologize. We don't really have time to chat further, but we do have,
you can just say that you don't love me and hang up, man. It's cool.
Oh, well, I don't, but, you know, I have no capacity to love, so it's really not personal. But we will hopefully be talking to you again at some point in the future. This is our year-end show. It's the last one of the year. It'll be posting somewhere around Christmas time, so if you have anything you want to say to us, to the listeners, whatever, now's your chance.
I have nothing to say to anyone at all. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, something, something, blah, blah.
Well, that in itself is a statement. So,
Merry Christmas.
All right, Adam, thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Adios, gentlemen.
All right,
see you, man.
This should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all tedious.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look who it is. The man that made all this possible. The man with the worst microphone and the worst questions on the face of the fucking planet. Hello, Flonk.
You're ruining us.
Hi, how are you kids doing?
We're super fucking duper.
We're working through the pile is what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. It only takes me 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, we got one for you to answer, and it's one of yours. So.
Oh, really?
Yes. So let's.
I didn't know. I wasn't aware I'd send you guys questions.
No. Well, shockingly, when you go into that fugue state, your fingers are still operating.
Oh, we have the email gnomes into my room in the middle of the night.
Right.
First step, email. Second step, third step, profit.
I got to work email all day. Work the email.
Just got to work on that second step. And so this question from you says, dear podcast guest, how have you enjoyed being on the show today? Long.
I'm not too happy. I'm going to be honest.
Good. I gotta be totally honest too. That makes me happy. This is the last show of the year to be posting around Christmas. And we record this now in mid-November, but I'm already feeling the Christmas spirit now. I'm pleased. If we can make you cry, then I'll be really happy.
And honestly, that kind of makes me happy because the one gift I want is the gift of joy for everyone.
Oh, well, now I'm sad.
Joy to the fishes.
And now you've made me happy.
Oh, God damn it.
Because you're sad.
This could go on forever.
It's a vicious cycle. We can just continue this for a long, long time.
And it will not because we have things to get to. I suppose I'll give you the same opportunity we've given everyone else as this is the last show of the year. Is there anything you want to say to us, to the audience, whatever?
An apology would be nice.
That would be lovely. regarding these last 30 podcasts, these last 3 or 4 months, anything?
No, I'm just enjoying the show and keep up the good work.
I didn't expect that.
I really wish I was feeling in a bad mood and I could yell, but I'm really not. So, sorry.
It's work.
Well, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah,
well,
exactly. Keep Jesus Christ in your hearts in this holiday season. Yours in Christ. Walk.
Fair enough. Well, we got a lot more of these damn things to get to, so we're going to have to be moving right along.
Moving right along.
Just like Fozzie and Kermit, you guys are moving right along.
So, thank you for your time, and go to hell. Okay, our next guest is Heather Andreessen, our resident sexpert. Heather, thanks for coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We, as we explained, have lots of questions from this man who will not leave us alone, and we
this abomination.
Yes. So, if you would not mind, we're gonna check out one of these questions, I suppose.
Flunkstions.
Is really Flunkstions? That's what you're.
I don't care anymore.
All right.
It's fucking killing me with it.
At this point, we pray for death.
Well, I mean, you love it.
No.
We know we don't love it.
I know you love it, and I don't know why you love it. But
I love it.
The question is, dear Al, Matt, and guest. Oh, he actually remembered the guest this time.
Ah, well, you're still an asshole, Flunk. You're just not an asshole for this particular reason.
He actually asked something. He's already asked this once before, and something Heather asked us previously. Coke or Pepsi, he wants to Flunk. I'm going to go with the opposite answer this time just to be contrary and say Coke. Heather, what do you think? What, Coke or Pepsi?
I don't like either, actually. I prefer Mountain Dew.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm not down with the dark cola.
Did you try? Is that like a racist thing? Is that like one of them Southern, like, we don't like the dark colas around here? Or what's the story?
Yeah, it's totally because I'm a big racist.
Well, that's what I've heard about you. When I've looked at your
we don't take kindly to no dark colas around these parts.
When I Facebook stalked you and see you with your arm around all those, you know, attractive black men, I just assume, you know, total racist. You know, I mean,
totally.
That just screams.
I mean, that was all ironic.
It's the ironic only thing that makes sense. Yeah.
did you try when Mountain Dew earlier in the year they came out with the throwback? Did you try that stuff?
No, I didn't actually. Well, I think I was going through my no soda kick.
Oh God, those kicks suck.
Apparently, it tasted edible. So,
well, you guys in Canada, you don't have the same Mountain Dew we have. We've established that. But
the Mountain Dew tastes like shit up here.
Yeah, and it doesn't have caffeine in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what's the point?
It hurts my heart.
Yeah, doesn't it just?
The problem is it doesn't hurt my heart at all, which means that you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, that's how you know it's working. Mm-hmm. No, the throwback, they went back to the way they made it 15, 20 years ago, which was with sugar instead of corn, and it was so much better.
So because good. As we all know, sugar tastes better than corn.
It does. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm. It does, because I go to the Mexican...
yes, Mexican Coke.
The thing called Mexican grocery store to buy my Coke all the time. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm like, I really would like a Coke right now. So yes. I go to the Mexican store.
God, that stuff's good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pause and reflect on how good that is. I just stole your bit, Matt.
You son of a bitch.
All right, Heather, as this is the last show of the year, we're doing sort of a wrap-up thing. It'll be posting around Christmas. Anything you want to say to us or the listeners? Any last words? Any last...
Christmas carols?
Sure. Well wishes.
Like a sing-along. Can we have a sing-along?
Well,
I was hoping for that, but Al was not a fan of the idea.
You know, because, I mean, as we record this, it's mid-November, but because we're pretending that it's Christmas, sure, go right ahead. Sing your little ass off.
You have to sing. That's part of a sing-along. You have to sing with me.
Well, what are you going to sing?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of songs.
What kind of Christmas carol do you know?
Oh, God. The one with... No, I don't know that one.
Okay, fine. Do you know Row, Row, Row Your Boat?
Yes.
Oh, God.
As a matter of fact...
Shooting rounds.
Thanks, Star Trek V.
Yes. All right, go ahead. You begin.
You ready?
Yes.
One, you coming in two, second or?
I don't know.
Okay, you come in second. I'll come in third.
All right.
So am I going first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
I'm your getting idea. Over a cold, by the way.
Oh, so don't start know. Backpedaling and apologize.
That'll just enhance the experience.
Yeah.
Also, I'm on call serve with Kevin right now.
You're so fucking high maintenance. Just sing.
Okay, fine. Are you ready? One, two, three. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily, 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 merrily,
row the stream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
I don't understand.
Row, row, row your boat. You suck.
life is not a dream.
That was a fucking
life is a dream.
I do not understand.
Freaking nightmare.
I'm sorry. I was going with the Star Trek reference. Anytime I get a chance to reference Star Trek versus singing, I'll go with the Star Trek every time. That's just how I roll.
The singing.
Anyway, Heather, thanks for being on. Appreciate it. And thanks for helping us get through this mound of questions. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. All right,
bye. Bye.
All right. Our next guest is Ed Casey. Previously has been on the show. Ed, welcome back.
Good evening.
And hey. Apparently you're a little inebriated. Is that correct? A little.
There's been some whiskey. There's been some beer. There have been some baked beans. So yeah, we're doing some things tonight.
Powerful combo.
Greatest night ever.
It's yeah. Tuesday. It's what we do.
Smoking and drinking on a Tuesday night, as the song goes. Very good. As we mentioned, we have. What the hell was that? You got a Sasquatch over there?
You're drinking with an elephant?
Yeah.
It might have been a Bantha. It's hard to tell.
We're not allowed to acknowledge that reference. But
then obviously. People are skittish, but they'll be back and in larger numbers.
Hey, you're not allowed to do that.
I'd do something about it.
Even at
it's
Christmas.
Fortuitous that you called tonight, because I know I was on the one episode we talked some Star Trek, and so now I happen to have watched an episode of Next Generation tonight, so I'm well-primed for this.
Was it bad pre-beard Riker, or was it...
No, they separated the fucking saucer section. It was Riker versus the Borg.
Oh, Best of Both Worlds Part 2. Very nice.
You would not... You can... Would be hard-pressed to find better episodes.
What I'm saying.
Stardate 4th.
Don't do that. Don't quote the Stardate. Don't do that.
I know what they mean. There's a secret. It's not that I haven't memorized at all.
You even sicken me now.
It's just like the number is the name of, it's like the number of the season. That's all it is. Like it's not, it's not that complicated. It starts with a 4. The next number is the season. And then the next 3 start from 0 and go to 9 and 9 through the season. So that's it.
Okay.
Not as near.
Now,
as
you know.
So if you hear 9, 9, 9, you know, it's a season finale and somebody's going to die or something.
Gotcha. You're full of science.
No, that's not science. That's fake science.
That's the same as real science to me.
All right. In the world,
fake science is actually better.
Well, it's definitely better. All right, so we got this stupid question that we should answer here.
Okay.
He says, "Dear Podcats." That's actually not terrible.
Wait, Podcats?
Podcats, yes.
Podcats.
With an S or with a Z?
With an S.
That's unacceptable.
It's possible he mistyped podcast because it's wonk and he might not be trying to be clever. He might just be stupid.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
So you're saying that we may not, in fact, not be a swinging bunch of podcats?
Oh, I was picturing lolcats, but on a podcast.
Oh. I like mine better.
Well, yeah, I do too, but, you know. He says, "Do you own any useless gadgets? I once owned a Rube Goldberg-esque clock that used marbles to tell time." Flunk. Ed, useless gadgets?
God, I don't know. I mean, what's useless? I mean, it's useful to me. I mean, I have like four harmonicas. Are those useless gadgets?
those are awesome gadgets.
Do you have any glass harmonicas?
I don't know how to play the fucking harmonicas. My issue is, no, I don't have any glass harmonicas. They're all mostly metal and plastic.
Do you have any bass harmonicas?
No.
Are they different pitches? Are they tuned differently? Can you get like a harmonica orchestra going?
Probably. If I had like a collection of hobos and bindle sticks and a barrel fire, like I think we could probably put something together.
I've been listening to a lot of Hodgman lately, so my brain is definitely in that.
You're in a very hobo space right now, is what you're saying.
Very hobo-centric area.
Right. I don't know. Useless. I mean, what's a useless gadget? You know, I mean, I haven't like actually turned on my DS in like 6 months. Does that count as a useless gadget?
No, but if you have a Wii, it does.
Hey.
It's a black one. I don't know if that matters at all or not.
Well, that's the question you have to ask. If you have a DS, it's not what games do you have. It's what color is it?
What fucking color is it?
I blame Apple for that. I blame Apple for coming out with the multicolored laptops and all that. And
now the candy-colored iMacs with the handles on them? Yeah, that was some shit.
The clamshell iBooks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they became fashion accessories, and now it's like, what color is it?
Collect them all.
It's beige, like every computer, all right?
Right, right. So, yes, I have any number of useless gadgets that are useful to me, so don't fucking judge me.
Well, wow, we're already to that point of the night, huh? It's only about 10 o'clock. I didn't think we were at Don't Judge Me.
This is where I start getting defensive.
Fucking Flunk coming into my house talking shit about my gadgets.
I probably do own a number of... my parents don't know what to get me for gift-giving occasions, and so they usually give me cash hidden in some kind of useless gadget.
The most useless gee-gaw they can find.
Gee-gaw?
You never heard that word before? Yeah.
Oh, I know. I've only seen it in writing. I've never actually heard it said out loud.
It's giga.
Well, I know how it's pronounced. I just...
Yeah, you do now, apparently.
But now that you've spoken the word, you've given it power.
Yes.
That's how that works.
So dark giga power.
So do you have any of these gigas?
It's my patented breakfast machine.
Well... You can't go wrong with one of them. You know, I watched that movie again recently. It's awesome.
Let's do this for hours.
Are you done? Because the estate of Danny Elfman, the lawyers are waving their arms frantically. And
I think we did it in 15-second increments. I think we're cool.
You know, I watched that movie again recently, and the thing that really struck me, I mean, it's a fun movie. I really enjoy it. What really struck me is how hilarious I think giant novelty props are.
Yeah.
Every time he pulls out the giant butter knife or like the big toothbrush or whatever, I'm fucking rolling on the floor. I'm like, what am I, six?
You are six.
But it's, you know who co-wrote that movie?
Yeah.
Phil Hartman.
Oh, rest in peace, Phil Hartman.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. So that was
why
a nice little
look.
Yeah, no kidding. So anyway, Ed, we got a lot of questions to get to. We gotta be moving right along here.
Fair enough, as
they say. But thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon, man.
Be well, gentlemen.
All right, take care.
Yeah, see you, man.
The Sarcastic Voyage podcast is published weekly and is available via iTunes or on the web at algar.com. Detailed show notes, related links, and alternate file formats are also available on the web. That website again is Algar, ALGAR.com. Follow Matt and Al on Twitter. They are, respectively, @RobotMatt and @Algar. Listener feedback can be sent to podcast@algar.com. An on-air response is guaranteed. All material contained herein is the intellectual property of Ron Algar Watt, Matt Robotham, and the featured guest unless otherwise noted.
The Sarcastic Voyage podcast is a trademark of Algar Productions, copyright 2009.
He was a suburban child of the 70s.
This concludes part one of the Clusterflunk cycle. Tune in next Friday for part two when you'll hear...
I like Strappy too, Matt.